This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today, smack dab in the middle of the month, and we have a big show for you this week. My first guest is a friend of mine for about 45 years. Singer V.J. Thomas will be joining us, and then beautiful actress Valerie Bertinelli will be here. For all of you Star Trek fans, and I know there's millions out there, Walter Koenig will be here. He played Chekhov on Star Trek. Also, he was on Babylon 5. Actor John O'Hurley will be chatting about the Beverly Hills Dog Show coming up next week. And then Hal Linden, one of the veteran actors in our industry, will be joining us. Jane Lynch from Game Night, and of course an actress in her own right. Marketing guru Steve McChesney will be here. He's got a number one book called Rearranging Change. And then Dr. Ken Redcross talking about an update in health. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy to eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy Today. If you have ever taken a breath of air, you know that song. It's a classic, and it's done by a gentleman that I've known for a long time. I think I first met BJ back in like 1971, 72, when I was a music disc jockey up in Pennsylvania, and had the pleasure of being with him since. Watching him in concert, he's quite a talent. Singer, songwriter, actor, author. Joining us right now, BJ Thomas. Hey, BJ, how you doing?
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I know. We go back a long way, buddy. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. We went back to the days when you were up in Pennsylvania, and then we came down here to Orlando, and we joined you at a dinner show. I got a great picture of the two of us. You look great. I look like I just been over the shelf. How have you been, my friend?
Man, I've been really good. I just got back yesterday from Nashville. I did a couple of days there at the Franklin Theater, and still all good, having a good time, and family as well. And of course, you know, we had a great day, and so everything is good.
Good, good. The daughters are growing up, I understand, right?
Yeah, they're growing up. We've got 4 grandkids now, life is good, and I hope it's the same on your end, my friend.
Yeah, doing very, very well. Thank you for asking. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you look down the litany of songs that BJ has done, you know, it's unfair to say Raindrops are so recognizable that outshines the others. I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, Eyes of a New York Woman, Rock and Roll old lullaby. Another somebody done somebody wrong. So I used to sing that song, now I can't even say it, right? And the song that I was just listening to before we went on the air, BJ, Mama.
Jeez. Back in the day, one of my best friends was a songwriter, a guy by the name of Mark Sharon. He lived with us for a couple of years, and of course he loved my mother, and he wrote her that song, and I still do it to it. I know it's a little dated now, but it's about my mom, so I'm not going to not do it, you know?
What was it like, BJ, to hear the song Hooked on a Feeling, a great song that Elvis did, and then what was the name of that band that did it with that crazy Ooka Cha Cha thing?
I think that was Blue Swede. Blue Swede was the name of the band. Well, you know, I don't know if I'm, you know, to be real honest with you, I wasn't really that pleased with doing that version of Hooked on a Feeling. The same thing really basically happened to me with Wind Beneath My Wings, although, you know, Bette Midler had the definitive version. I had it on an album, and it got covered by another guy, and so it prevented me from putting it out. And you know, that just happens in our business. You know, once you record your music and it's out in the public, then anybody is free to do the song and send, you know, a lot of times they do.
I give you an enormous amount of credit when you were at the Triumphs back in 66 when you did I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, because this was done by, of course, Hank Williams, and a song that was a giant hit. And for someone to cover that and do it as well and be received as well as it was really an accomplishment. I give you a lot of credit. But I'm excited, BJ, about this new hosting job you have. You're going to be doing something on PBS. It's called Story Songs, hosted by five-time Grammy nominee and winner BJ Thomas. Tell us about this.
Oh, you know, that was so much fun. They asked me to host this story song special they had. You know, it was so much fun. I don't get to do something like that very often. PBS has a big mansion in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
A huge place. I guess you know about that.
Sure do.
It's a big castle with a huge studio for recording and filming, and quite an experience for me, and I had a great time.
There's a lot of vintage footage from classic songs in an era, of course, that was sensational, the 60s and the 70s. Don McLean's American Pie,
right.
Ernie Ford's 16 Tons, Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle, The Ode to Billy Joe, Bad Leroy Brown, Honey by Bobby Goldsboro. Do you go into reasons why they recorded that song? What's the format, BJ?
You know, we didn't try to make it too documentary-like or too technical. I just did some, you know, some introductions to these songs, and I have worked with almost every artist that we had on this particular special. So, you know, I just kind of gave a brief introduction. You know, the main part of the show was the actual performance of the song. Now, one thing good about it is they had the complete performance of every song by the original artist on vintage video and tape. And so, you know, it really was a lot of fun to see again, you know.
Now, in addition to hosting it, are you going to show some of the vintage footage of yourself?
I have Rock and Roll Lullaby is one of the story songs. And, of course, that's a song I did. I recorded up in the Village in New York, and Duane Eddy played guitar, and Darlene Love sang backup with the Blossoms and the Chiffons. David Somerville sang a falsetto part on the end, so it had quite a story to it, and it tells the story of a young mother and child, and it was good to do that. And I was glad I was able to get one of my songs in there.
Well, you have worked with the greats, of course. Your collaboration with people like Chips Moman is very well known. That's a combination made in heaven with you two guys. It really is.
Oh, man. Yeah, Chips Moman was great. In fact, I just saw the original drummer and the original keyboard player from the American Studio Group, the group that I've cut a lot of my hit records with there. They came to the show there in Nashville in Franklin. And, you know, those were great days for me. And, you know, they cut all the Elvis comeback hits in that studio.
Right.
And it's not recommended that you live in the past, but sometimes it's good to take a good look at it sometimes and remind yourself of how much fun it was and how good the memories are.
BJ, I live in the past every single day. I had a birthday, and all we heard about was the 60s and the 70s from yours truly. Actually, I know his ex-wife, Chip's ex-wife, Tony, who plays piano behind Tony Orlando.
Yeah, exactly. I know they're touring and traveling together. Yeah, Tony Wine.
Yeah.
She sang backup on a lot of my music and just a great person and a great songwriter. Yeah. And I thought they were a great couple. I'm too bad they didn't make it. But, of course, well, I miss Chips a lot now. He passed a few years ago. And too bad you don't have something that tells you to take advantage of every moment you're alive. Sometimes you go through these situations and you don't get the real value from them until later. Great to see that vintage stuff and to remember the wonderful people that I worked with.
Well, as our mutual friend Dick Clark used to say, it's the blueprint of our life, so never get rid of it.
Yeah, perfectly put.
BJ, when's the next time you're going to be down in the Central Florida area?
I'm not sure what my itinerary looks like, but it's possible that I will be back. We've already done a couple of shows down there in your wonderful state, and I think I'm headed back before the year's up.
Well, that's great. Well, we first met, I'm going back maybe 47 years.
But wow.
You're, like they say in the business, the full package between an author, a singer, a songwriter. You have a career that you should be proud of, and I know you are. We're proud.
Well, Ron, that's very nice of you to say that, man. And, you know, a lot of my career has been underpinned by guys like you who have supported me over the years and talked to me like we're talking now and helped my music be successful. So, you know, I get a lot of gratitude to you for that. I've been very lucky and, you know, of course, your listeners and appreciate them supporting me all these years. I've been a fortunate guy.
Well, I just ask two favors of you. Number one, never retire. And number two, let's not wait so many years between our visits, okay?
Okay. Man, let's don't do it. Let's do them more as soon as we can.
And Story Songs, hosted by our guest, B.J. Thomas, is part of special programming on PBS stations. Check your local listings for all the details. B.J., thank you again. Good talk with you. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Okay, my friend?
Hey, buddy. Thank you, my friend. Yes, sir. I'll see you soon.
Okay, thanks so much. B.J. Thomas has been our guest. I always like talking to him, and I just don't do it enough. And he's really a great guy and a terrific talent. And he's hosting Story Songs on PBS starting this month. Check your local listings for all the details.
Hey, buddy, thank you very much, man. And I mean that. Thanks for all the support over the years, and thank you sincerely.
Thank you, BJ. And we're going to listen to some of your music as we take a quick break on Ron Saggi Today.
I'm hooked on a feeling.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, our next guest is not only beautiful, but she is extremely talented. And you talk about a busy beaver these days. That's our next guest. There's no doubt about it. And she's got some great news about a legendary show that's coming back to be on TV. And that's, of course, the great show Hot in Cleveland, the city I was born in. Joining us right now is Valerie Bertinelli. Hi, Valerie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me. You were born in Cleveland?
I was born in Cleveland. I wasn't raised in Cleveland. My mother was just visiting her relatives, but I always brag that I was born in Cleveland because it's a big city.
I love Cleveland.
I do, too. First of all, let's start with that news, all right? Hot in Cleveland is coming back.
Yeah, it'll be on Get TV.
It's going to be on Get TV.
Yeah, yeah, and right. I'm super excited because it's like the highlight of my life. I absolutely adored doing that show, and I adored everybody I got to work with, so I'm glad some new people will be able to see it.
Well, you know, the show, and this is what's hard to believe, Valerie. I cannot believe the show ran from 2010 to 2015 on TV Land. I mean, it seems like it was just on like the day before yesterday. I can't believe it's been 4 years since it happened.
I know. Tell me about it.
Crazy.
I miss it. I miss the show terribly. It was, you know, such an amazing experience. Doing cooking show that I absolutely love doing, I thought I would just be doing that every summer and they'd go back to Hot in Cleveland. And then, unfortunately, TV Land canceled us, but at least we got 5 great years out of it.
And it'll go on for a long time on Get TV. There's no doubt about it. And what an ensemble. Yourself, of course, Jane Leaves, Wendy Malick, Betty White. I mean, this had to be a ball to go to work in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I would gladly wake up. I mean, I wake up with my eyes wide open and like, okay, I get to go to work today. It was the best job. We laughed all day. We just had so much fun together.
And you know, there are so many people that were on that show. I mean, you had reoccurring cast members like Craig Ferguson and Jennifer Love Hewitt and Susan Lucci and Eddie Cibrian, Carl Reiner, Wayne Knight, and then you had so many guest stars. It was a show that everybody wanted to get on. It was like the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. They just wanted to get on the show. And it's coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Is it every night now it's going to be on at Get TV?
I think so.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
Now, you talk about cooking shows. Now, this is another thing that the talent of Valerie Bertinelli is known for, her cooking. You have 2 Food Network series, of course, Kids Baking Championship and the Family Restaurant Rivals. So tell us about both, okay, because you do a great job with these shows.
Thank you. Kids Baking is just what it sounds like. It's kids baking and impressing all of us. They're unbelievably talented. Family Restaurant Rivals is 2 families that come together, vie for $10,000, and watching them in the kitchen and seeing who really is the best chef in the family. And it's so much fun to watch these families really work together in the kitchen. And then, of course, there's Valerie's Home Cooking, which is my In the Kitchen show on Sunday mornings.
What was the attraction to your love for cooking?
I had put out a cookbook back in 2012. I've always been watching Food Network. It's always on in the house. I, you know, love watching Ina and Giada and Pioneer Woman and watching all these ladies cook, and I thought, I really want to do that. So I went to Food Network and I said, actually what I asked them to do was a show of me going through Italy and learning about my family and cooking, and they said, well, we'd like to put you on a morning show cooking. I'm like, really? You'd let me do that? I mean, I never thought that could happen. And it's been so much fun.
You have hit all the mediums, three feature films, TV appearances for TV movies, and Who Could Forget One Day at a Time, a show that to this very day is airing. That was another outstanding ensemble, really, truly. I mean, and produced by the great Norman Lear, who we just had on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's like 95 years old, you know?
Yeah, Norman's amazing.
An amazing individual. What part of Italy is your family from, Valerie?
Actually from northern and, like, round the middle.
Round the middle.
Up in Torino and Lanzo Totonese, San Remo, all around there, and then down further near Ancona.
Do you ever get a chance to go there?
I have been there a few times. I haven't been to where my grandfather's from, but I have been where to my grandmother and great-grandmother's from.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm from Italy, too, but my family is from Sicily, which is way down at the bottom of there.
Yes, we've been to Sicily. It's absolutely beautiful. That's where my husband's family's from.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a great country. My son went there on his honeymoon. I haven't gotten there yet. I understand that you just launched a new website. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I just thought this would be really a lot of fun. There's always, people are always asking me for new recipes, so I'm putting all my recipes up on there. I've got a blog, I've got a newsletter, I've got like a curated part of the site where there's a bunch of things that I like that other people might like. They can check that out. It's just like, well, if you like me, just like the site, I guess, you know?
You still have the excitement in your voice as you did back at One Day at a Time, you know?
Yeah.
That? I love that.
Well, you know, it's good to be alive.
Oh, yeah, that's better than the option, I guess.
Yeah.
We're really coming right down to it. Somebody told me that your dad was an executive for General Motors. I'm kind of a car buff. That had to be kind of cool. He probably came home with a new car every couple of months, right?
He did, actually. Yes, was a car buff. He worked for General Motors for almost 30 years.
Did he really?
That's why we moved around so much. We lived in Oklahoma. We lived in Louisiana. We lived in here, the Van Nuys plant.
You know, a lot of times when son or daughter of a person in the service, they call them, what do they call them, an Army or a Navy brat?
Army brat, yeah.
They called you a GM brat?
Yes, because we moved around so much.
That's funny. Somebody wants to get into the Kids Baking Championship or the Family Restaurant Rivals. How do they become part of the show?
I believe there's a place they can go at Food Network to sign up, and they take all of the people that sign up for these shows, and they interview them and let them know what's going to be demanded of them. And so I think you can go to foodnetwork.com and look around the website and probably find out.
Prior to One Day at a Time, your experience really in television was one commercial. Am I right?
Yeah, just a couple commercials. It wasn't much.
Wow. They must have seen right away the talent in your appearance and your work to be able to go from one TV commercial to One Day at a Time.
Well, I think Norman saw something in me. I'm grateful that he did.
And again, the website is very easy, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, very clever. ValerieBertinelli.com. And is there any other stuff on there that, other than the recipes, Valerie? Or are you going to be adding to it probably every
Oh, yeah. I've got blogs on there.
Oh, cool.
And a lot of all of my legacy photos, things that go back to the 70s, you know, anything that you might find interesting, it will be on my website.
I'm sure it's all interesting. If it's on your website, it's got to be interesting.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron.
When you ever go visit Cleveland, are you like the hit of the town there when you show up there?
No, I'm like everybody else.
You're like everybody else.
I've been back there for so many years.
Yeah.
Tom, my husband, everyone knows him, so.
Sure.
It's a small town.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a small big town is what it is.
Yes, exactly.
On Lake Erie. Hot in Cleveland, as we mentioned, is returning at Get TV. It's on right now. Well, not right now, but it's on right now. Yeah, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Stars our guest Valerie Bertinelli. And then don't forget Kids Baking Championship and Family Restaurant Rivals that are on the Food Network. And then the Sunday morning show that you do. And what's the name of it again, Valerie?
Valerie's Home Cooking.
Hey, geez, the easy stuff you sometimes lose, you know. Hey, Valerie, thank you for joining us. I think the last time you and I talked, now that you mentioned that recipe book, was when you came out with it. So we need to do this more often.
Thank you, Ron. I'd be happy to.
Let's do it, okay?
Okie doke.
Okay, thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our special guest is actress Valerie Bertinelli. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The number of COVID-19 cases in Arkansas continues to rise as the state works on reopening. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
What I look at is our hospitalizations, which is still one of the lowest in the country at less than 100. I look at the number of cases, but more importantly, the testing that we're doing and our positivity rate, and that is still very low. So there are a lot of good indicators in Arkansas, but we still want to be careful.
Parts of New York are starting to reopen. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We're right about where we were when we started. We just want to make sure we don't go back to the hell that we've gone through. And when we talk about reopening, that's a discussion. We have half the state now in terms of regions, which is now in the process of reopening.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. Boy, you don't have to be a Star Trekkie to know that music. It's, of course, from Star Trek, and we have a very special guest on our show this week.
I'm a big fan of our next guest. He's quite a guy. He's not only a writer, an actor, a teacher, a producer, an author, but he takes part in a lot of charitable and nonprofit work. He, of course, is known as Chekhov on Star Trek, also Alfred Bester in Babylon 5, and a whole other plethora of roles. Joining us right now is Walter Koenig. Walter, welcome to the show. I think this is the first time in 30 years that we've been doing this show that you've been on. It's nice to have you here, my friend.
I agree. I'm sure that I would remember Ron for no other reason than you have such a mellifluous, resonant voice. See, I'm sucking up already because I want you to say nice things about me.
I love it. Oh, that's funny. Hey, I am excited about this new book, Beaming Up and Getting Off, Life Before and Beyond Star Trek. You have really expressed everything in here, warts and all, coming from the childhood during the war-torn World War II, and, of course, during our 1950s Red Scare with the communists. Was it difficult to write, Walter, from the standpoint of the memories that you had to recall?
No, it wasn't. I had great fun, as a matter of fact, going back. Things that were dynamic in my early years left an impression, and a very specific impression. So I was able to detail those events with some lucidity. I remember the motivating factors. I remembered both the good and the bad, the psychological that kept me persevering as an actor, and the ones that had me teetering on the windowsill, you know,
yeah, sure,
contemplating a leap into oblivion. It was fun writing. It's the kind of writing that doesn't require structure and character analysis because it's chronological and it's drawn from my life and my experiences, and most of those remain fresh in my head.
Fascinating book. And again, it's Beaming Up and Getting Off, The Life Before and Beyond Star Trek, which just came out the first of this month, doing very, very well, I might add. You tell a lot of great stories in here, how you weren't really happy that Gene Roddenberry, who, of course, was the producer, ignored some of your script ideas, dismissed some controversy with Leonard Nimoy, who played Spock. You envied George Takei's role in The Naked Time. You're very candid in what you're saying, and that's what I like about it. I mean, it's tell us about, you know, your fan conventions that you've seen, all the experiences behind the Star Trek and Babylon 5. But, you know, I look down some of the things, Walter, that you have been part of. I mean, we're talking about the golden age of television with things like Alfred Hitchcock, Ben Casey, Gidget, I Spy, Mannix, Medical Center, The Virginian, Ironside, Diagnosis Murder, Columbo, that you start along with Bill Shatner. I mean, these are great television shows. You were never typecasted being part of Star Trek.
No, but the work stopped when I came to an abrupt halt when I was no longer physically accessible to the character. I had a youthful look, and that served me well. I was playing characters that were under 18, and I was, in fact, in my late 20s, which good for the television shows that I worked on, because then they didn't have to pay for a tutor and a teacher and all of that kind of thing. It came a time when if they wanted somebody to play a doctor, they got somebody who looked more like a doctor than me. Work had really started to dissipate. I began to feel that I was wandering in a barren desert when Star Trek came along and sort of resuscitated my career and made it possible for me to a working actor again and having a place to go and an opportunity to create in my chosen field.
But not only a great actor, you had screenwriting credits, including The Land of the Lost, The Powers of Matthew Starr, The Inalienable, the Star Trek animated series. There was a note that I'd heard one time that you were cast as Chekhov with kind of an answer to the monkey's Davy Jones. I never understood that.
Really? Yeah, that was it. That was the reason.
Really?
It wasn't, you know, he became a jockey after his career as an actor. But my casting on Star Trek had nothing to do with horses. It had to do with the fact that they recognized the success of the monkeys, and Gene Roddenberry wanted a character who could fit into that mold and attract a prepubescent audience. you know, the 8 to 14-year-old.
Sure. When,
and my casting achieved that. It was successful in that regard. I had a lot of letters about being groovy. So that was the reason. And as also an acknowledgement, the tip of the hat, to the fact that the Soviets were the first people to put someone into space, a cosmonaut into space, and that should be acknowledged. So that's part of it as well. And, of course, it was Gene's very progressive thinking. He already had an African-American and an Asian-American, other species character, a Scotsman, this compilation, multi-ethnic, multicultural combination, which spoke to a world in the future where we could all get along,
yeah,
where we wouldn't be driven apart by differences, but our differences would be a positive thing that brought us together. We're still searching for that. We're still in pursuit.
Right.
And I think that's why after 60 years, Star Trek is still viable, because it's still a goal yet to be achieved. I'm not going to make you uncomfortable with political persuasion, but I think our current situation is a very topical testimony to the problems we're still having. I feel a certain pride being identified and associated with this show that really tried to say something and mean something and had such a strong effect on a worldwide basis. That sounds like an exaggeration, but I think it's quite true. I mean, I've been all over the world. I've been to Russia. I've been to Europe. I've been to Thailand on behalf of Star Trek in one form or another. So we did, and what the shows that followed us, the iterations of Star Trek that have come and been successful have all been worthwhile and have merit and something that we should all take great pride in.
If anything, the fact that that show absolutely plays just as well today as it did almost 55 years ago is absolutely staggering. It really is. And what you needed on there, you had so many different kinds of nationalities and everything. You needed a good Italian guy on there to make some pasta
vizzola. You're right.
Some pizza or something.
Then I want to take the Enterprise back at the time.
Back at the time. Go to Naples.
Teaming Up and Getting Off is both the original publication of Warp Factors and the last 21 years of my life. That succeeded the time I spent in Star Trek and ramifications up and through 1997.
That's great.
So Beaming Up and Getting Off is both the original biography and the last 21 years.
Well, you know, you are such a versatile actor, Walter. I really mean that. I mean, from playing Ebenezer Scrooge to Tom Sawyer to Chekhov. Oh. I mean, what a plethora of roles that you play and play them effectively so that the people, the public, the general public buys the character is really staggering. You're quite a guy. One of these days, I'd love to have you come back and talk about some of the charitable work that you do for nonprofit organizations. Could you do that one day, Walter?
Absolutely. I'd be very happy to.
Well, the name of the book, it's out right now, Beaming Up and Getting Off, Life Before and Beyond Star Trek, and of course, a real, real giant in the industry, Walter Koenig. And Walter, really, I mean this has been a real treat for me, and I look forward to your return. You're quite a guy, you know that?
Bless your heart, and just as a postscript, the book is available on Amazon and through the publisher, so Jacobs Brown Press, so that might be something, if some of your listeners, and I'm sure you have millions, are interested, they can find it that way.
See, Walter, you didn't even have to compliment my voice. I was very, very... Walter, thank you so much for joining us. Beaming Up and Getting Off, Life Before and Beyond Star Trek. It's available right now. You coming back? We'll look forward to it, Walter. Thank you, my friend. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. What a guy. I really enjoyed talking to him. I think it's the first time he's been on our show. Quite a legend. Walter Koenig, of course, playing Chekhov on Star Trek. Also, Alfred Bester in Babylon 5 and so many other roles. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi Today. And today we have two of our guests that have been on our show frequently in the past. And one of them, I think I played golf with up in Denver one time for a charity. This is a great show, and I'm looking forward to it. It's the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina. That's going to be airing on Sunday, May 17th. Joining us right now is John O'Hurley and a great licensed judge, David Fry. Hey, David. Hello, John. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be with you.
John, you and I were together, I think it was several years ago in Denver at a golf tournament. Bob Goen had a part in it. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Bob had a
the wonderful tournament for many, many years there. And sadly, as he left that area, the tournament did not go with him.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the Beverly Hills Dog Show. Now, we had Maria Menounos on the show last week talking about it, which I understand she is going to be on the red carpet. Different twist for a dog show. This is almost like the Academy Awards, is it not, gentlemen?
Well, you know, we call this a dog show done differently. We have a little more fun with it. It's not... doesn't have the formality of the show that we do at other times of the year, and the National Dog Show on Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
We get an audience there of about 30 million people, and this will be the first time in prime time with the Beverly Hills Show, and we certainly hope we'll get a brand new audience, and hopefully the numbers will bear us out that it's certainly deserves to be in prime time. But this is a dog show done differently. We celebrate not only our four-legged friends, but our two-legged friends as well. We have a whole slew of wonderful celebrities that come by, many with their own dogs that they bring and sit in the stands. We have redesigned the Best in Show arena to kind of resemble a catwalk, if you will, for dogs. And it's kind of fun. It looks a little bit like the Victoria's Secret runway.
I can't wait to see this. Now, you're still going to have the one at Thanksgiving time, though, aren't you?
We will never lose that. That's nice. 19 years we'll be doing it as of this Thanksgiving. And we get our 30-plus million people watching every year, and it's become something of a Thanksgiving Day staple.
Yeah, there's no question about that. David, you're an American Kennel Club licensed judge. No, you're going to be commentating this. You're not going to be judging that. Correct, Dave?
That's correct.
Okay. How do you do this? I mean, first of all, everybody loves their dog, and everybody loves dogs. And so as a result of that, this is a very, very difficult thing. I'm sure it's tough.
It is difficult, but we're judging each breed against the written description of the ideal for that breed, which generally relates form to function. But basically, as a judge, you have to be able to imagine that dog, that breed, doing what it was bred to do. That's what makes it fun.
This, as you mentioned, John, is a different twist because of the two-legged friends. We have a lot of stars in this, like Lauren Ash from Superstore, Brian Baumgartner from The Office. So we have Bo Derek. Oh, boy, that's worth watching just for that. You know,
oh, lovely Bo is there. Yes, Bo. God bless her.
Yeah, I'd love to see her. What's her dog? Dog the Pug, somebody told me. There's a lot of stars in there. Jocko Sims from New Amsterdam. And there's two new AKC sanctioned breeds, the Barbet and the Doggo Argentino. What are those?
Well, the Barbet is a sporting dog, a French sporting dog, water dog mainly, has a lot of hair. Barbet is actually the French word for beard.
This Doggo Argentino, I found that kind of an interesting, because it's bred to hunt wild boar and mountain lions. I mean, that's got to be one heck of a dog.
It is a much different dog than the Barbet.
But they go for boar and mountain lion. John, you and I have chatted about this before. You have some kind of specialty dogs yourself. What are a few of them? Because I mentioned that there are millions and millions of dog lovers in our audience and around the world. But you said you had a breed or a couple of breeds that are extremely unique.
Well, I have a niece. And sadly, we just lost our Cavalier King Charles, oddly enough, as did David. And the two dogs were cousins of each other. They both passed away this year. But I have a niece, which is kind of, I would consider it, it's becoming a more popular breed. But it actually was our Best in Show winner last year at the Beverly Hills Dog Show. And we're hoping to see if Bono can... near its 100th Best in Show victory this year.
I want to make mention of the fact, too. I think normally we don't do this because we know that it just doesn't have the glitter and the excitement, but I have to be honest, this show has all the glitter and all the excitement. But for those people who are saying, well, how come they can do this and have a bunch of people together? This was actually taped back in February, and that was before all of this crazy quarantine stuff, I shouldn't say crazy, but necessary, came up. So that's the reason why they could bring all these people close together. John, I would be remiss in the time we have left to mention the fact that we lost a great, great, great comedian this past week who you starred alongside of in Seinfeld, Jerry Stiller. Did you ever have the opportunity to work scenes with him? Because I can't recall if you did.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Jerry and I were together several times, but in the show. We knew each other quite well, as I described, and he was the kind of the Jewish uncle for everybody on the set. He just was just the funniest, most lovely human being, and transferred over to King of Queens as well. Everybody loved working with Jerry. He was just such a classic contribution in Hollywood.
No doubt.
He'll be great.
Greatly missed. Well, David, John, thank you for joining us. And again, the show is the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina, and it's going to be airing May 17th on NBC at
8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're in prime time.
Yes, prime time. Okay, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. On the 17th of Sunday night. Going to watch it. The Beverly Hills Dog Show. John, thank you so much, David. It's always great, and we'll look forward to chatting you before or certainly closer to the Thanksgiving date, okay?
Thanks, Ryan. Special shout-out to you, all your people listening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen. I tell you, two classy guys. There's no doubt about it. And, of course, it's the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina. It's going to be airing Sunday night, May 17th, on NBC. And it stars John O'Hurley, of course, from Seinfeld fame and a lot of things, Broadway, author, and American Kennel Club licensed judge David Fry. And if you love dogs, and who doesn't, you're going to love this show. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the waggly chain. Much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. Would
you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShares, a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests this first hour, B.J. Thomas, Valerie Bertinelli from Star Trek, Chekhov, Walter Koenig, and John O'Hurley. Next hour, a veteran actor, Hal Linden, will be on the show from Game Night, and an actress in her own right, Jane Lynch. Steve McChesney, marketing guru, will be joining us. He's got a number one best-selling book out right now called Rearranging Change. Fascinating stuff. And Dr. Ken Redcross will be here to give us a little health update during these crazy times in America with this pandemic. And that's all coming up next hour, live with Ron Sedgy today.